number 2271, Chris Brazier.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend conditional use numbers 1920, which is ordinance number 2240, to allow for office space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.35 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast corner of the intersection of Lighthouse Road, which is Route 54, and Dickerson Road, which is Sussex County Route 389. The 911 address is 33095 and 33113 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 25.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter that's been received from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We've received a letter from the DELDOT Service Level Evaluation Response, and I would note there's a copy of the previous CU application 2240 on file that has been included in your paperless packet, and we've received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. Okay, Mr. Willard, you're up again.
Okay. Another, I think, pretty quick one, I hope.
Okay.
To my right is Chris Brazier, and behind him are his parents, Carol Brazier and Diane. If you go to their website, you have pictures. Chris. And this is actually, this application is about these people. Okay, I got them. If you want pictures, I didn't submit them 10 days ahead of time. I'm sorry, but they're public, in the public domain. There are about 13 of them. Some of them have like under names that say mosquito or cockroach, and these are the employees that work in their office. They actually have about 60 employees, but they have about 15 or so that work in the office. I think it's the largest independently owned pest control business in the country, I think.
We'll go with that.
Sure, why not?
In my book, they are.
You're not under oath.
But Brazier's, and some of you know the Brazier's, an interesting family. In fact, if you go to their website, you'll learn that Jacob and James, back in the late 18th century, early 19th century, they used to... can I say farm salt? But they harvest salt. So they take these big bowls in the back of the dunes down at Fenwick, and they were like salt springs. These guys are probably laughing at me now, but I'm not. But they would capture the water, the salt water, and then boil it constantly and stir it. And that's how some of the Braziers got started anyway. But what's cool is Carol here started this company 50 years ago. And long story short, it's doing pretty well. So you've seen them before, and part of evidence of that is the conditional use that has already been referenced. This is in your record, and I don't know if I did that or not, but it was 2011, and that long red line there, which was a big barn, was you granted us a conditional use. You, the Braziers, a conditional use to park their trucks and stuff there. So they're working on a site, a different site in Roxana, where their trucks can all be parked and go to, and the house, which is in 24, there was a house, and it's actually possibly non-conforming because it's been used for decades as it transferred into an office. They wanted to move those people out of that house and into a more efficient office. So this application is for conditional use to, and I guess it's couched as an amendment, although I filed it as sort of a new conditional use. It doesn't really matter. It's noticed as an amendment. To amend it to allow that building, that's the long red one there, to be retrofitted into an office. They're already talking to Werfel Construction. You have a picture of it, which will keep the same, it'll improve it. Instead of a bunch of trucks sticking out of there, it'll look like a nice office, and it'll make their business more efficient. You have a memo from your staff indicating what else is going around there. You have a picture that comes up maybe shortly showing the commercial uses in the area. So it's consistent with what's going on around there. We think it's consistent with your comp plan as far as the semi-public, public use. And the parcel stats are, it's about 1.68 acres. You'll see one other building on there, where Carol keeps some of his fancy, I don't know, they're fancy cars, but they're interesting cars in there, but there's no commercial use there. And I also have finding of facts and conditions. There is going to be, there's 4,900 square feet, and they're parking. They need about 26 seven, I think, and they have enough there. There's 15 there. There's about 12 on the parcel right next to them, and that's where the entrance has to come through, where it did before, and that's not going to change. So that's not going to change, except the barn-like building that houses trucks is going to be improved tremendously, quite frankly, to house people in an office space. Okay. You look...
good.
Okay. That's really all I have. I'm going to hand these proposed findings and the conditions up to your attorney, if I may.
You may. You may. And with that, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Wingate.
I know this property very well, and it is always beautifully manicured. And on special occasions, lots of flags flying. So you're not adding any employees that we would need to worry about, any additional parking spaces, I'm assuming. So it's just a transfer of the people. Same amount of people, same amount of parking.
Let me,
you'll need to come up.
Just state your name and your address, so just in case they ask you questions.
Chris Brazier, 34708 Wilkes Cemetery, Verdon, Frankfurt.
Thank you. Should I repeat that again while he's, now that he's already?
He can answer the question.
Now. Okay. So the parking would remain the same. It's the same number of employees
exactly.
In the parking. Yes. Okay. That really is the only question that I have. Nothing else has changed.
Ms. Stevens?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Dropkins?
No questions.
No, for me, thank you.
Okay.
Come for me. Seems pretty straightforward.
Okay. I have no questions either. Although I seem to recall my ancestors were involved in a similar activity, but I think they were boiling corn mash.
we might be related. But anyway.
The other Sussex County
that's
moment.
Right.
Okay.
If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
I think the statute is run on that, so you're
good. I'm pretty sure it has. Pretty sure it has. Hoping it has. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2271, Chris Brazier? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2271? Operator, is there anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2271?
Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Blinded by a Wheaton's corn mash.
There'll be a class action suit now.
At this time, there is someone on the line who wishes to speak.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone on the commission have any further questions? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.